This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden will try to use the State of the Union address to convince voters he deserves a second term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In his State of the Union address, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will detail how he wants to build on the progress of his first 3 years.
He will share why he is hopeful about this country's future.
His future, though, remains in doubt, with many voters concerned about whether the 81-year-old president is fit for a second term. So the University of Virginia's Kyle Condick says among the president's tasks tonight,
reassure the public in some way about his age,
and make his reelection case.
Biden and his team have been saying that we're making things better, but the American people don't necessarily feel better.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday urged the warring parties in Sudan to agree to halt hostilities during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that there is now a serious risk that the conflict in Sudan could ignite regional instability of dramatic proportions.
It is time to silence the guns and raise the volume for peace. In just days, the holy month of Ramadan will commence. So from this chamber today, I'm making an appeal. I call on all parties in Sudan to honor the values of Ramadan by honoring a Ramadan cessation of hostilities.
The Security Council is negotiating a British-drafted resolution that would also call for a truce for Ramadan between the warring Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces. Ramadan begins early next week. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. 24